In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will tell you a little story, maybe you know her. It's the little wonder, you know. The Lord gives us love, and sometimes He wants to share something about the reality of His love. The story starts in Buenos Aires, in Argentina, in August 15, the day of Our Lady, 1996. It was already two extraordinary things there, but in the parish St. Mary, during Mass, a consecrated host was found in the bank of the church, in the candle holder. And the Father Alejandro Peset, retrieved this host, which was dirty, and he placed, like it's asked for us, into the vessel of holy water to dissolve. But in August 26, it was dissolved, thought, and the host had several stains of blood. 3 years after, 8 scientists were involved in his investigation and around 4 continents. And in January 28, 2000, Dr. Robert Lawrence investigates, he finds white blood cells were living at the time they were collected. 2001, Dr. Eduardo Livori in Italy, Arezzo, he said the sample was heart issue and had white blood cells. In 2002, the Dr. John Walker of Sydney in Australia, the sample was muscle cells with intact white blood cells. In March 2, 2004, the sample were brought to New York for analysis by Dr. Frederick Tsujibe, a famous cardiologist. He was not told what the sample was, but Tsujibe found that the sample was heart muscle near the left ventricle. It was inflamed and had white blood cells, meaning the heart was alive and pumping when the sample was taken. And the heart showed signs, you could say that, the heart showed signs of being under severe stress. You can read here what a doctor can say about the gospel we just read. The heart of Jesus is living actually now. It was what we contemplated last week, the contemplation of Eucharist. Today, we want to contemplate the heart of Jesus, the heart of our Lord, the gift crowning all the gift. Here you can contemplate the holiness of many saints, especially Saint Therese for his nice innocence, and Saint Benedict for his strongness to defend the civilization. You can find Saint Peter and Saint Paul. But all above, you will find the roots of all the wonders and all the martyrs and all the saints could give to us. The heart of Jesus, the love in the sacred heart of Jesus. Behold this heart which has so loved men. It was the word of Jesus said to Margaret Mary. The heart of Jesus is always living, and that's what the water wants to show to us. Jesus wants that we could see and touch that my heart is still alive. My heart is still full of love for each of one. The Eucharist, we can see that last week, the heart of Jesus in the Eucharist tried to satisfy the hunger of all who long for Him. Take up my yoke upon you and learn of me, because I am meek and humble of heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. So today, we are in front of a huge gate, the gate of love. The gate of love of God is like the altar. The altar is this wonderful gate to give us the treasure of the love of Jesus to us. But how you can read in the gospel, in the altar you will find the true heart, the sacred heart of Jesus in the wonderful host that Jesus gave to us. So yes, you could read that this heart is opened to us. What does it mean that the heart of Jesus is really open to us? It's a real sacrament. I mean, through the heart of Jesus, we can see and we can touch the love of God. Invisible, it makes for us sense, you know. The first devote, probably, it was Saint John the Apostle. It was a time when people find suspicious the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, something, you know. But I think they forgive that the root of the heart of Jesus, devotion of the heart of Jesus, came first maybe to Our Lady, because as mother she kissed the heart of his baby. And then Saint John, when he was during the holy scene close to Jesus, close to this heart, to give all the mystery and the secrets that he gave to us. And then you can remember Saint Thomas, put your hand here and touch. You can see that Jesus wants to give an access to him, because we are needing this love. We are needing this love to purify and to take out all the sins we can have and we can see through the whole, through the world around us. That is something that maybe in the heaven we can understand that. Because Jesus sees the glory of all the saints, and he will see of all of us, and we pray for that. But he will not see a huge main of mankind of people. He will see each of us. And that is a wonder, especially through the Eucharist and through the communion, how Jesus wants to have a real vinculation, a real love through each of his child that we are. So that's something we need to know. Jesus wants to call each of us, and that's why he gives us this wonderful testimony of his love for us. I'm come to send fire on the earth, and if it be already kindled, you know. That's why you are here. That's why we are here as priests, because we need that this love continue to burn and continue to transform each of us. And if every souls, you know, Jesus wants to touch every souls, so we can understand something we never will understand. So love of Jesus was given to each of us. So you can thank the Lord, because you find this treasure in the Holy Mass, in the sacrament. Jesus opened his heart with blood and water, and you are maybe one of the few of all the humanity now to reach this wonderful roots of love. So for you, now it's something you have to share. It's something you have to try to Jesus to make that this wonderful fire continue to kindle. How will now my brothers and sisters in Africa, but your brothers and sisters in all your country, how will they see Jesus if it's not in your souls, if it's not in your charity, if it's not in your way to be, like Jesus said, meek and patient? Look at this. Jesus tried to teach us, you know. He said, because I am meek and humble, learn of me. Not when I will change the water in wine. Not when I will transform the Holy Eucharist, not when I will go and under the water, nor if I will be transfigurated, but you will learn, and because I am meek and humble of heart. It's for us a call to conversion. Jesus knows us really good, and he knows that we need to fight against our pride, the fights against all the difficulties to leave each other and to support each other. That's why he is insisting, I'm humble and meek and weak and meek, sorry. So now I think during this Holy Mass and during this feast, we need to pray the Lord that we could really have a conversion, a true conversion of our souls, to try to be like Jesus, not with the capacity of saving all souls, not with the wonderful lives that Jesus had, but trying to be humble and meek like Jesus was. And you have here Saint Francis de Sales as good master, and you will follow all this good example and all his good teaching, and try, we have to try everyone to be meek and humble as Jesus was. And so we could continue to make this wonderful love of Jesus continue to burn all around the world, and that we can find a real rest in the heart of Jesus and for the whole eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.